Chef Bishala, that we not only read this Shabbos, we include it in our daily davening. That is the Shiro, the Shiras Hayam, Oz Yoshir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael, Es Ashiro Azois Vayoyim Hu Leimor. Every day at the end of Psukei Dezimche, we recite this Shiro. Why would we incorporate this song in our daily tefillos? In Psukei Dezimche, we talk about the wonders of nature. We praise the Ribbono Shel Olam who created the wonderful world we live in. Now that is something we should be doing daily. But why recall on a daily basis the one-time breaking of the laws of nature? The splitting of the sea. Even more surprising is the quote in the Mishnah Brura in the name of the Zohar, who says, V'yoymar shiras hayam besimcho, V'yedame bedai toy, Ki'ilu boi bayoyim Ovar es hayam. One should recite the shiras hayam with joy, and he should imagine as if on this day he crossed the sea. How can we be expected to do this? We live in a world that seems to be governed by the rules of nature. We never came anywhere close to the miracles on the level of the splitting of the sea. Considering ourselves as having crossed the sea today would seem delusional. The Gemara in Pesachim brings in the name of Rav Shizvi, who says in the name of Rabbi Elozor ben Azariah, Koshin mizoinoisov shel odom kikriyas yamsuf. Man's sustenance is as difficult to come by as the splitting of the sea. What does this mean? Difficult for whom? Difficult for the Almighty? Can anything be considered difficult for Him? You can sometimes hear this being repeated with a sigh. During hard times, people may say, Oy vey, it's so difficult to make a living. It's Kriyas Yamsuf. But this saying of Koshim is a noisov shelodom ke Kriyas Yamsuf is attributed to Rabbi Elozor ben Azariah. And Rabbi Elozor ben Azariah, of all people, had nothing to complain about. You know, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, Tresor Alfi Egli Hava Ma'aser Rabbi Elozor ben Azariah Me Edre Kol Shate Veshate. Rabbi Elozor ben Azariah's cows gave birth yearly to 120,000 calves, so that the tithe, the Masar Behema, that Rabbi Elozor ben Azariah needed to give yearly was 12,000 agoli. So Rabbi Elozor ben Azariah was, so to speak, quite comfortable. Actually, the Gemara says in Brachas that if one sees Rabbi Elozor ben Azariah in a dream, he should expect wealth. Rabbi Elozor ben Azariah was a symbol of affluence. Why would he be talking about Koshin Mizoinoisov Shel Odom Kikriyas Yamsuf? why would he be comparing man's sustenance to the splitting of the Red Sea? When things are going well, there's a danger. As the Torah tells us in Parshas Ekev, Pen toichal v'savoto uvotin tivne v'yoshovto. You might eat and be satisfied. You will build houses and settle. Uvekolcho v'tzoyncho yirbiyun. V'chesem v'zohov yirbelecho. V'chol asherlecho yirbe. And your cattle and sheep will increase. And you increase silver and gold for yourselves, and everything that you have will increase. V'chom levovecho v'shochachto es Hashem Elokecho hamoitziacho me'eretz Mitzrayim. And your heart will become haughty, and you will forget Hashem your God who took you out of the land of Egypt from the house of slavery. V'omarto b'lvovecho koichi v'oitzem yodi oso li esachayil hazeh. You might say in your heart, my strength and the might of my hand made me all this wealth. V'zocharto es Hashem Elokecho ki hu hanoisei l'cho koyach la'aso yischoil. Then you shall remember Hashem your God, that it is He who gives you strength to make wealth. Therefore, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, a man of wealth, who declares that a man's sustenance is as difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf, meaning to say, I recognize that I couldn't do this on my own. Just like nobody in his right mind would take credit for splitting the Red Sea, so also one should not take credit for the success of his financial endeavors. I fully recognize, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that it's not my strength and the might of my hand that made me all this wealth. It is He, the same He, who split the Red Sea. Who hanoisei l'cho koyach laso yischoye. As far as I'm concerned, so it should come as no surprise now that we incorporate Shiras Hayam in our daily prayers. We sure need a daily reminder to give credit where it's due. And as the Zohar says, one shall recite Shiras Hayam with joy and should consider as if today he crossed the sea. Making a living is just like crossing the sea. If I manage to put bread on the table, I should be singing with joy. Material affluence has the potential of bringing spiritual poverty. One can become possessed by his possessions and lose touch with the Creator. If we constantly remind ourselves that it is He who gives us strength to make wealth, then the more we have, the more thankful we will become. Success will bring us closer to Hashem, and we will look for ways to use our wealth to improve not only our life, but the lives of others too. A guten Shabbos.